I'm joined by Amy Kate Wolfe. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, Amy, you're an artist and you're involved in a fantastic project, which is really importantly marking the 80th anniversary of the Blitz. Can you tell us a bit about it?
Yeah, it's a project that Ancestry are running, and they contacted a range of artists from around the UK and gave them a different historical record each from the Blitz. And so in their own style, each artist brought that to life in through illustration or painting or whatever medium that they wanted to use.
And tell us a bit about your medium, because you've got a really interesting way of portraying your images.
So I work digitally for these images. I work as an illustrator and animator, and sometimes I work on paper, but for this I worked using computer software and using different brushes and bringing them to life that way.
And what are your pieces called in the exhibition?
So the Swansea Docks fire one I call Do Not Go Gentle, which is the first words of Dylan Thomas' poem, which I thought was fitting, partly because of the content, as the poem's about standing up to death and not going gently to death. And also there's the statue of Dylan Thomas, which now sits in the Swansea Docks area, so I thought it suited this piece. And the other piece of the nurse from Cardiff Royal Infirmary I called Upholding, because as well as physically holding a lot, I wanted to make a comment on how I felt women had to uphold certain ideas of what a woman should be at the time. And even though this nurse is saving lives and there's a war going on, she's still got these certain role, this certain gender role that she had to uphold.
Your first piece, Do Not Go Gentle. Can you describe that for us a little bit as well, for our listeners?
Yeah, so the piece is based on a civil gallantry award record of a firefighter going into a burning stables in Swansea Docks where the railway horses were kept, and risking his life to bring these five horses out of this burning stable. So the illustration captures the fire and then some of the dock buildings in the background and some other firefighters helping by throwing water.
Sounds really beautiful and very poignant. And I understand you've obviously been working on these during lockdown and during the pandemic that we've been all experiencing. How has that affected things?
Yeah, it's been interesting. I guess I'm lucky in that my work can be done digitally and remotely, so that aspect of it has been quite smooth. But I think there's been quite a kind of mirroring with what's going on now and some aspects of the war. So all these accounts of just everyday people carrying on their life as there's this big event going on is kind of, it's sort of reflecting now with the pandemic and how, you know, it's not just the people on the front line and in the hospitals, but it's actually all of us are playing a part as well.
Absolutely. And why, particularly for you as an artist, was it really important to mark that 80th anniversary of the Blitz?
I think it's just a really important campaign, and it's important to look back at history. And as fewer people who experienced the war will still be alive today, I think it's just important to commemorate it and also bring in new ways of celebrating it. And also thinking of new ways to commemorate it in different mediums. And I think now we're in such a kind of image-led culture, and people want to see images and see things kind of portrayed in new ways. I think it's important to look back through history and bring that into a more current way of viewing these things.
And finally, how do people access your art? Where can they find it?
So my Instagram account is where I put most of my stuff, which is at Amy Kate Wolfe. But for the full 80 pieces of art for this campaign, you can see it on ancestry.co.uk/Blitz80.
Amy, thank you so much for your time, and best of luck with all of your future endeavours. And we look forward to having a look online and enjoying your art through this project.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.